Okay, hello everybody. Today is Monday. We have some tipper with two results for the day. I'm sorry it's a little bit delayed. We made some changes how to record it. Okay, so last time we finished with the end of Shaar Aleph in Shaar Teshuva. Ois Nun Beis, and over there it brings 24 things that are ma'akim the tshuva that hold back doing tshuva, and we saw the first one was rechilus, and we saw that rechilus, the idea of rechilus is to create bad feelings between people. So rechilus and Loshon Hara are usually discussed together, but they are very different. Loshon Hara is saying something negative about a person or something that might cause him damage or pain or hurt him, even if it's not something negative. And Rechilus is nothing to do with something negative. It's something that's going to create bad feelings between people. So the example that we said last week about Rechilus is that if I meet somebody at night in his house and I see that he has got funny pajamas and I tell it to somebody else, and then that somebody else goes and tells to the person with those pajamas, like, I heard that you have pajamas like that, so that's going to create bad feelings between the person, even though nothing negative was said, but it's going to create bad feelings about what was said. Okay, so that is rechilus, to create bad feelings. Loshon Hara is either to say something negative about the person, let's say to say about the person that, and even if it's true, if it's not true, then it's not Loshon Hara anymore, that's worse than it is Maiti Shemra. So if somebody says, like, if they say on a person, I see that he doesn't daven so well, or I see that he's an angry person, so those are two negative things about the person, and you would not be allowed to say that unless there is a ta'elas, there is a positive reason for the other person to know that. So then there are some conditions when that can yes be said, but still the person who hears it is not allowed to believe it. He's just allowed to be concerned about it, but not allowed to believe it. So that's Loshon Hara, that's one Loshon Hara. Another Loshon Hara is if you cause somebody pain or distress, or let's say if you know that somebody has got $10,000 cash in his house and it's under his pillow in the bedroom, and you tell it to a friend, you know that your uncle has got $10,000, etc., etc. So by giving over that information, this person who has that cash money under his pillow might get nervous that maybe somebody will break in, etc. So that is also Loshon Hara, even though nothing negative was said, but it's something that causes him to be nervous, maybe will cause him a loss. So that would also be Loshon Hara. Okay, so if Mr. A says to Mr. B, you know that Mr. C, I see that he's not really davening so well. And then, so Mr. A said that to Mr. B about Mr. C. Now Mr. B, who heard that about Mr. C, goes to Mr. C and tells him, you know, Mr. A told me that your davening is not really so well. So now this second person he spoke also Loshon Hara, because he said that Mr. A spoke Loshon Hara, said something that he should not have said, and he also did rechilus, because he created now bad feelings between the one who said it and between the one who it was said about. So that is Loshon Hara. So Loshon Hara, somebody speaks Loshon Hara, is also somebody's a bad Loshon Hara, always involved in Loshon Hara, is also one of the things that would be ma'akev, would hold back doing tshuva. Lamaisa, as we saw by Rechilus, it's not enough to just not create bad feelings between people. We should try to bring people closer together and to create positive feelings between people. So too by Lashon Hara, it's not enough not to say negative things about people. We should try to see people in a positive light, in a Ein Toiv or Leiv Toiv, and we shouldn't even have a Yetzer Hara to say something negative. We should have a Yetzer Hara or Yetzer Toiv to say something positive. You know, I saw this person, he danced so beautifully. You know, I saw this person, he's so tolerant. I saw him in a situation which was not an easy situation, and he had so much patience, and he was so tolerant. I'm so impressed. So that is really the better level, not only not to do the negative, but to do positive, to try to bring Kiruv Levovos and Am Yisrael, to bring Yidden closer together for the sake of Hashem and for the sake of Am Yisrael. And so that would be the higher way to do. And as Hashem, tomorrow will continue. Tomorrow it will start to go a little bit faster with the rest of the 24 things. And so we'll continue that tomorrow. I just wanted to say that as Hashem, I hope that after Yom Kippur we'll continue, and then we'll start to do some of the aluchas, hilchos sukkos, etc., etc. Okay, so that was a tshuva thought for the day. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha and a good, blessed day. Kol tov. Bye-bye.